ndege wangu wa fahari, ndege umefisha mali, sasa watafakuri.
Sauti ndege wangu, ndege wangu wa fahari, ndege umefisha mali, sasa watafakuri.
Wapita watu wawili.
Check, check. Mic check, 1 2 1 2. Mic check, 1 2 1 2. Karibu sana to the Keep Smiling Through It Masterclass, where instead of fixing the problem, we learn to say, "Sini life," and move on. Picture this, you're stuck in a soul-sucking job. Your landlord is breathing down your neck, na maisha na kuchapa makofi. But hey, someone on TikTok is there telling you that the key to a great life is to practice gratitude. Gratitude. I was rained on twice this week. Never mind the burnout or the toxic boss or that your salary can't last past the 15th. At least you're gonna kazi. Even though there's a literal attack happening to the payslip, right? Kakamo mesema asanti. In this episode, we delve into the cult of forced positivity. That pressure to smile through struggle, clap for crumbs, and act like everything is fine when it's clearly not. We're talking about how we move on regardless has become our unofficial anthem. Why every funeral in Kenya somehow turns into a political rally, and how handouts, hashtags, and tunaomba serikali movements have replaced actual solutions. Whether you're doing morning affirmations in a toxic workplace or watching your local MP turn grief into campaign content, buckle up, because today we're unpacking why pretending to be okay has become Kenya's most practiced survival skill. Welcome to the Ombenards Podcast. I'm your host, Lorizi F, and the F is for... Hey!
O-M-E-N-E-S.
Hey! You're listening to the podcast. Friends? Ombenards Podcast. Let's talk about Divine Suffering TM, one of the most successful spiritual marketing campaigns ever launched. In many Kenyan churches, poverty isn't a policy failure, it's a test, a spiritual exam. Ukiwa na shida, omba tu, Mungu atakuonekania. Your landlord wants to evict you, just sow a seed bana. Give more and God will open the floodgates of heaven, eventually. This is the prosperity gospel hustle. We've equated wealth with favor and suffering with spiritual failure. So if you're poor, struggling, or stuck in a toxic situation, the mindset becomes, labda hujaomba vizuri. Maybe you don't have enough faith. Maybe you haven't activated your breakthrough. Maybe you have not wailed at the Lord enough. That's how people end up vibing with shady leaders who show up to church harambees, carrying fat envelopes, smiling like messiahs.
Tuzime hiyo kamera sasa. Saa imekwisha. Zimeni. Siwacha nisome salamu ile nimetumwa naye. Nisome ile salamu nimetumwa naye. Alafu wale wengine watasidikisha. Sina namna hiyo. Sima hiyo taa bwana.
At least he's giving. At least he built the local church toilet. Never mind the billions lost in corruption and theft, or the lack of service provision. And meanwhile, the faithful are stuck in a loop, being told kuvumilia, and to clap for blessings that they haven't received yet. Mtu wao akiingia, it'll be okay. We've moralized money so hard that we no longer question where it came from, and what it cost us. Instead of demanding systems that work, we settle for the blessed individuals who sprinkle breadcrumbs and call it development. Because at least siya kona roho ya kusaidia, ama? That's how suffering becomes holy, silence becomes wisdom, and critical thinking becomes rebellion.
Welcome to At Least Life Management, your official training on toxic gratitude. Let's begin with our daily affirmation. Usilie, be grateful, kila mtu anapitia kitu. Usilie, be grateful, kila mtu anapitia kitu. Module 1, finding the silver lining, even in sewage. Not been paid in 3 months, at least you have a job. Renti mepanda na mse wa plot ataki kusikia, at least huku kwa streets. Bosa na kutukana mbele ya clients, at least you're still in the room. Here at Atlease Life Management, we don't ask questions, to not cope to. We don't unionize, we pray. We don't resist, we give thanks. Prosperity gospel taught us, money equals God's favor. So kiteseka, basi maybe haujaokoka vizuri. Haujatithe vizuri, haujapanda mbegu vizuri, haujapanda mbegu ya kutosha, ama labda, you're not just humble enough. Repeat after us, Mungu afanyi makosa. If you're broke, stressed, and dying inside, it's not oppression, it's character development. At least life management, here for every Kenyan who's ever said, tutaweza tu, but died a little bit inside.
There's a certain kind of optimism that thrives in Kenya. It's not joy. It's not hope. It's resilience marketed as moral superiority. The kind that claps for Muhesh because he built a pit latrine. That calls a 5-hour hospital queue normal. Then says, as in, at least si kuna daktari. This isn't about gratitude. It's about how we've been trained to lower expectations so much you need an excavator to get them. And it shows up everywhere. From Harambe's disguised as policy to politicians tossing bundles at funerals like suffering is a raffle. We celebrate survival stories that should not exist. Boy walks 20 kilometers to school without shoes and the crowd goes wild. But also, where's the bus? Where's the funding? Why is he walking? And yet we clap because we tell each other, unajua life ni ngumu. And we've been told asking for more ni kukani kama kuna maringo. So we adapt, we become experts in making do. In the we move regardless culture, where calling out broken systems is seen as complaining. Choosing silence is seen as a sign of maturity. And that's how mediocrity becomes moral. How suffering is somehow turned into something spiritual. And our leaders are literally getting away with building statues of themselves when people need clean water. But hey, at least they came to launch the statue, right?
Sisi tuko hapa, sisi tuko mboka, hata tuko tuandamane, sisi tuko mboka. Eh, Masai nengi, bu, bu, utadu, una retaliate, mti yangu, una retaliate. Nadiglo, ikakuwa hivyo, sisi inabidi una retaliate juu, awezi pigwa, bu, bu, na umaintain.
Welcome back. You've done well to stay with us this long. Give yourself a round of applause. In fact, turn to your neighbor and say, I am thriving, whether or not it's true. You see, here in this great nation of resilience and vibes, we've perfected the art of smiling through the apocalypse. Rent is overdue, smile. Your MP used the CDF fund to fence off his chicken shed, smile. KPLC is billing you for electricity that you've only seen in your dreams, hey, we move regardless. But here's a bill we've never talked about, the cost of pretending everything is fine. Emotionally, you're tired, utterly finished. But if you say it out loud, someone will hit you with, kwani unadharau kazi yako? Or the classic, unajua kuna watu wengine wanalala njaa. Socially, we've built a culture where grief gets scheduled after work, where therapy is a meme, not a medical need, where being overwhelmed and you are is a joke and a meme of, I don't know, a monkey crying. And politically, silence is golden, especially for those in power. As long as we keep clapping for nothing and posting hashtag blessed under our filtered struggles and saying tutashinda tu one day, nothing will actually change. Because how can anything change in a country where wananchi get killed during protests? And we're told, wangeenda kazi tu wangekuwa sawa. Where young men disappear in the hands of police and is treated like the weather. Mbona unauliza uliza ni kama ni kila siku? where order means armed patrols and security means a boot on your neck. But still, we're told to be grateful because we're not like, insert worst country here. This isn't about toxic positivity. This is about a culture where survival is treated like success. And death, especially for the poor, is just background noise. Another statistic. Another tragic but expected headline. We're not saying don't smile. Smile. Laugh. Go outside. Touch some grass. But you know, don't let gratitude be a muzzle. Because forced positivity is not a strength. It's just silence in a sequin dress. And bare minimum shouldn't be the national standard for our survival. So as you go back to your very functional, definitely not burning life, remember this. Gratitude isn't silence. It's not suffering with a smile. It's not applauding the bare minimum while the system rots behind the curtain. Real gratitude means demanding dignity. Because if at least you have a job is the bar, then like the bar is in hell. I've been your host, Lorizi F, and the F is for. First things first, rest in peace, sucker fair. Follow, subscribe, and share this episode with somebody who needs to hear it. Preferably before they update their CV with Team Player again.
Sio lazima wewe kila msiku, kila siku ya pili ya tatu, ati lazima uproduce mtoto. What the hell? Hapana. Hiyo ni kukoza adabu. Kwani wewe kazi yako ni hiyo tu?